Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Adam.
You are listening to episode 743. We record out of Chicago, Illinois. Where?
In the Rogers Park area.
Bang, bang, y'all. Hey, before we get started,
yes,
we have to talk about some pictures we received last week.
We do. I made a promise that I would not talk about them. I wouldn't review them until I could review them live.
Right. So we're going to go ahead and do that now.
All right, let's do it.
Okay. Are you going to ring it up on your phone?
Or you do it. Wait.
Of course.
Well, I'm trying to think of where...
Hold on. I can bring
it up. Oh, wait. No, I got them. I got them. I got them.
So, do we need to say who it is? I don't know if we should say.
Oh, I thought he was all about, like, he's like, go ahead, tell everybody about my dick.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if that's what he said, then just do it.
Well, maybe we'll...
We'll just say the newest listener that we were like, wow.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi,
who may be joining us in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
that's just... Woo!
As always, we do make the request for dick pics
mm-hmm.
on shows.
Right.
And
person really followed through.
Like, came through like a pro,
he's
like a champion.
He's breaking through walls.
He is. He's crossing boundaries.
He's like the Kool-Aid man of dicks.
It's, what is it? MCI was reach out and touch someone, or is
yeah.
that AT&T? Regardless.
Yeah.
He's reaching out and touching
somebody.
He didn't
have to reach out.
No,
it's already touching someone.
It's going to touch all kinds of things. But
there were other ones, right?
Aside from his?
No. There.
Other. Yeah, sorry. I scrolled through myself and I didn't share them with you. I apologize. Because we went from here to here.
Oh, yes.
To here.
Whoa.
Yes. I think we got two angles of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there were four.
So impressed.
It's meaty.
Cannot wait to see him at the beach.
Grande chorizo, as one might say.
That is, woo.
Both Ricky
he's
and
a hunk of man, too.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Yes.
Totally.
Encouraged.
We have several other photos to be compared to, of course.
Yes.
And I would have to say, so far, he's my favorite, I think.
I don't like to assign a ranking, but he's up there.
Right.
I mean, if I were going to... lovely penis. Well done, you.
Right.
Well,
your mom
well
and dad
done.
Did real good.
I have to agree.
Jesus treated you right.
Somebody, the fates were aligned.
Right.
For you, sir, and your penis.
Oh my God, what are we talking about today, Adam?
If we're going to talk about music, but just before I move on from penises, if you feel like, oh, my penis is just as good as any penis that they've ever seen.
Right.
This penis is going to blow their minds. Now is the time.
Right.
People.
To send them. And first, don't be sending us no porn pic dicks, because we can tell a difference.
Yes.
We can see homemade dick pictures from professional
right,
dick pictures.
Exactly. We get sent them from one of our favorite listeners as
right,
well.
Right. Oh, yeah. Just
so dicks
our
for
curator,
days.
Curator.
So we know how to tell if it's like a legit penis.
And if we need to know if it's legit, we'll send it to our porn
yes.
librarian who
for
will tell us if it's true or not.
That's right.
So, new music.
New
we
music.
New music.
So a song came out this week that I posted about on my Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The Scissor Sisters are back
yes.
with a new single.
I heard and I saw a photo of Jake Shears that he's like super cute now. He has a little bit of weight on him.
Yeah.
And somebody said, was it you that said you would let them murder your... I saw somebody read that, you know, they were always into Big Daddy.
Baby daddy. Yeah.
But now they would like Jake Shears to murder their vagina.
Well, the classic is Amanda Bynes said she wanted Drake to murder her pussy.
Amanda Bynes is back. Did you see that
interview?
She had
an interview, yes.
I am so fucking excited because I loved her.
Well, they asked her about like what was going on and she was like, well, I was on a lot of drugs. So, I mean, own it.
She's very calm and collected. And
I hope she has her shit together because I do enjoy Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
She deserves it. But
she pulled through.
Good for you, Amanda Bynes.
Right.
So there's so Scissor Sisters are not like this is like a one-off single with MNDR.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be solo Jake Shears stuff coming out.
Okay.
Animatronic has been guesting on stuff for a while, so is Jake Shears. So I don't think we're getting like.
So the Scissor Sisters aren't back together. They're not together anymore.
I don't think that we're going to get another Scissor Sisters album in the near future, which is sad. But this song is called Swirlk.
Swirk?
Swirlk.
Swirlk.
Swirlk. And let me just talk about real quick.
Do you know, what does that mean?
Swirlk is when you swerve and swirl and twerk and work.
Wow.
So, yes.
Swirlk.
Swirlk.
Okay.
And it's a benefit song in the for the yearly anniversary of the Pulse Massacre, actually.
Okay.
And so we'll play a little bit of Swirlk right now, which is a mouthful. It's hard to say.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of mouthfuls. We're talking about things that
love,
are mouthfuls.
Love, love a mouthful.
Love a big old mouthful. Okay, here we go.
Turn it up a little bit. Oh.
So, yeah, pull out your mommy's old roller skates, put one of them on, and like flamingo the other leg, swirl it, and twirl it, and twerk it, and swerve. And, you know, like, do all of that. You can do that.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, I'm digging it.
Yeah. It's a nice pride jam.
I'm digging it. I can
right?
I can roller skate to this.
Yes,
yeah.
100%. So it's a jam. Swirlk. We'll pause that so we don't get sued. that's on my June 17 playlist. And then my second favorite jam of the week that just came out is a throwback to some like New Jack Swing, late 80s, early 90s, New Edition, Bell Biv DeVoe kind of stuff.
Is that going in and out for you?
It is a little bit. We're having some technical difficulties. It's better. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Mine's, yeah, it's better now.
Okay.
So, so this is Lido and featuring They. It's called Not Enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're a fan of some early 90s R&B jams, you're going to be into
okay.
it.
Okay. Whatever I do for you, yes, I love it already. Boys to Men.
Yes. Wherever I take your ass, seems like you started
sound. Should've known what we got into before we started
fighting. Right? Try to play by your rules, but I'm
still not enough. Girl, you got me bugging. Oh my god.
Yes.
This is totally a roller skating song.
Right. This is some Tony,
yeah,
like
totally. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's kind of weird that this kind of music's coming back.
Right? It makes me feel a little old.
Right.
It makes me feel a little old.
But what's sad is a lot of people think it's like brand new.
I know.
And so they're like, ooh, love this.
Yeah. You know? But it's so good.
That's good.
Right? I
totally. I'm digging that. Oh my god.
Right?
It's like New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
It's like.
It's so good.
Boys to Men.
So my, I'll pause that. My, I was sending, I share new music with my friend Jerry all the time, who may or may not appear on the show. And he was like, this makes me want to wear some of them tapered Zeke Cavaricci pants. Right. And I'm like, I know what that's like. We had some, well, the Katy Perry album dropped. Yeah.
Mm.
I don't know.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not super into it. I'm going to give it a couple of tries. One of the songs I do like is called Roulette.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a couple of seconds of Roulette. It's got like a Eurythmics vibe off the top. I don't hate it.
This is the thing about Katy Perry that kind of irritates me.
Right.
Most of her songs don't seem like she actually has a singing voice. Like,
right.
It's not.
No.
Like, she has to have some kind of instrument to help her out with that.
I mean, she can write a pop song.
Yeah.
I mean, this is all right.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's okay. Another comeback that I think, I don't know if this is, if her new album's out or not, but Lorde.
Oh, I listened to that song, Lorde, yeah.
Did I send you Greenlight or did I send you, her new song is called Sober.
So, I think I've heard both of them because I was on a New Music Friday playlist thing. I think
okay.
It was on there.
Yeah. So that's a good song. That's on my list. There's a new boy band from England called Five After Midnight.
Okay.
And their single is produced by MNEK, who is an amazing producer out of London, I believe. And who I enjoy generally. We may have to, like, you would like MNEK.
Mm-hmm.
But this samples some old school DMX. So...
y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Open here, up in here. New girl in the city. Post up looking real pretty. Came with a crew, but I would do anything to get her with me. She was 5'5", brown eyes, long hair down to her.
I'm digging it.
Yes.
I'ma
have to make your mind. No, I'm not the
jealous
type. A lot of songs are going straight into choruses real fast, which I am a fan of.
Well, only classic people really need to build it up.
Right.
You know? That's pretty good.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah. It's a nice little jam. Oh, I skipped to another song.
Oh.
Never mind. Sorry.
Okay.
That's also Lorde. But yeah, so lots of new music happening. Of course, we do love Carly Rae Jepsen.
Mm-hmm. Did we talk about Harry Styles on the last show, or do we do it in person?
I think we did talk about, because you liked Sign of the Times, right?
Yeah, and I thought we talked about it like we shouldn't like him, but then like I liked his song, and then it reminded me of Richard Ashcroft. But I don't know if we did that on the show or
I think
in person.
I want to say that we did.
Okay.
There's a little.
Oh, our pornographer. Librarian is sending
yes.
stuff.
Oh, there is a lot of dick being sent this morning. Oh, no, over the past few days. So this, I'm not really.
It's
just stop you crying. It's a sign of the times.
It's not bad. It's like.
Welcome to the final show.
It just doesn't seem. What he used to sing kind of thing, you
that's
know?
True. I can appreciate what's yeah from
it's not bad.
No.
So does he have a new album out, or is this just a single from the album?
I think it's just a single for now.
Okay.
Well, let's go to artists.
And he's the one that Taylor Swift dated, right?
Who the fuck hasn't Taylor Swift dated?
Right.
Let's be honest with ourselves here. Speaking of, that bitch threw all her shit up on Spotify. Guess you ain't mad at streaming no more.
Not everything. There, no, because I saw it and I was like, oh, didn't we? Because somebody, somebody on Twitter was like, oh, don't you wish you had Apple Music now so you could have Taylor Swift?
Yes.
On? And I was like, I got all the songs.
Yeah.
But trust, I got them. But not every song from every album is on that I can see.
Shady Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. The Harry Styles album is out.
What's it called?
Harry Styles.
Oh.
Surprise. So yeah, no, I get it.
Well, play just another song from his album.
Okay. Just let's see. Choose one. Well, let's go to, we'll see like what is most often played here on Spotify.
Oh, you can do that?
Well, it tells you like how many plays like each of them have. There's the top five that they're saying that are popular, Sign of the Times. And then the second is Sweet Creature.
So let's listen to that one. Oh, kind of folky.
This is not for me.
Sweet creature.
He reminds me of still Richard Ashcroft, but yeah, also Ryan Adams, but not as like
country.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's not for me.
Play the third one, maybe. Let's wait until the real music happens.
No. I'm gonna give that a pass.
Yeah. No, let's do the fourth one.
Oh, all right. We've got some bass. Yeah. This one is called Carolina. The last one was called Kiwi.
Okay.
Yeah, this is all right.
She's got a family in Carolina.
Sorry.
And that, is that the fifth one?
That's the fourth one, I think. Yeah, I'm done. No, I'm sorry, yeah. Harry Styles.
Okay. I'm not digging you, Harry. Sorry.
You can the first have song, Harry if you want.
The first song is okay.
I'm not super, yeah.
So was there any other Katy Perry songs that you liked? I mean, I like Swish Swish. It came on to me, but...
I don't mind Swish Swish. I did like the Chain to the Rhythm. Mm-hmm. I like the first single. But so far, that's my favorite. Roulette is my favorite that I've heard. I've heard that Miss You More, I should listen to more than once.
Mm-hmm.
It's ballady. We can do a little. We'll do a little.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So. Your face has changed.
Fast forward.
The light is sinking in.
Okay, this is better.
Wait, let's go back to the chorus.
I like that part.
Well, there you go. There's the chorus. I will say I really enjoy...
I miss you more than I loved you. That's a true case of a lot of people.
That's very poetic. Yeah. Well said, Katy Perry. I will say I do like her album artwork, though.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
But, I mean, I'll give it a shot. I did not like the last album, and then it grew on me, Prism.
Mm-hmm.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Anything new you want to share? Any other kind of new stuff?
Let me see here. Because I was talking about the producer, MNEK, who has their own, he has his own music. And like 2 years ago, I was really into this one song of his called The Rhythm. But he produced that Up in Here sampling song.
Okay. Okay.
If I let the rhythm get to me, then I don't know what I'll be. Think I just might lose my mind. If I let the rhythm get to me, it'll take all of me.
It has a good video too.
Drag us space and time.
Okay. Got some snaps.
Yeah. We do like a finger snap.
We got some shimmy shakes going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was expecting more bass.
It's not ready yet.
Oh. He's still building. Okay.
It's subtle.
He's not letting the rhythm get to him.
No.
Yet.
No.
Not
yet.
Is this the one that's going to happen? Uh-oh.
Oh,
it's after the...
It's coming.
Oh, here we go. The fire alarm.
Ring the alarm.
I love that song by Beyonce.
Oh, me too.
Here we go. This is it. Okay, I like it.
Okay,
I'm digging
right?
it. I could run to this or exercise.
Right. He actually did, and it's not on, unfortunately, it's not on Spotify, but he did a really interesting cover of a Kylie Minogue ballad called Put Yourself in My Place. Mm-hmm. But he does a cover of, do you know Queen's Don't Stop Me Now?
Yes. Don't Stop Me Now. Oh. I like it, but it's kind of Christmassy.
I guess I could see
is
that.
Is it that slow through the whole thing?
Give it a second.
Okay.
But this is how the original starts. It starts slow.
No one can do it like you can, though. Oh, here we go. Oh, digging it.
Yeah.
Like it. It's good.
Right?
Like
it is. It's a different flavor.
Yeah. Although, like, when you know the classic, though, it's, like, really hard to, like,
right.
something else.
Right. Totally. I mean, this is not going to surpass it, but it's a nice little...
This is very, like, it's... There's a bunch of cheerleaders and are battling each other.
I feel like it would be really good in, like, a Target commercial.
Right.
Kind of. So, I M-N-E-K, name to know, mm-hmm. pay attention.
M-E-K.
M-N-E-K.
M-N-E-K.
Like M-neck.
Oh. I like your M-neck.
M-neck. Maybe he goes by M-neck. I don't really know. But M-N-E-K is great. He's worked with The Knox. Are you familiar with The Knox?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, real quick, before...
You guys, this is the episode where we get sued for playing other people's music.
Right.
But we're talking over it, so...
Yeah, and we're promoting it. Get it together.
You're getting free promotions.
Free promotions. So, The Knox have a really good song with our new fave. Actually, they have a couple of songs with a bunch of different people, like Walk the Moon, and they have M&EK and Fetty mm-hmm. Wap and stuff. But they have a song with Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to like listen? It. You're going to like it.
Okay. I don't understand why she's not more popular.
She's amazing.
Especially with people our
right?
age. Oh my God. I
right?
That type of
yes.
beat always gets me.
Right?
It really takes me back to like the mall.
It's so like, good. I'm serious. And you need... It's on my Jeppo playlist.
Oh, okay.
So, which I sent you.
Yeah.
But it's all... This is a good song.
So I wonder why she hasn't made it, like, super big.
Maybe she just doesn't... Like, she just wants to make good music.
Yeah, because it's good music.
It's good music.
And they should be on the, it should be on the radio. Especially in dance clubs
and
stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm going to play one more Carly Rae Jepsen song that I didn't play for you last time.
Okay.
It's called I Didn't Just Come Here to Dance.
Oh. I almost played that at the Glenwood last night.
Did you? Oh,
yeah,
my God. It's so
I
fucking good.
I chose the other two songs that you...
Right.
Yeah.
Stick with what you know.
Right.
But...
I didn't just come here. Oh, no, she did not.
She did not.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, I know what you mean, girl.
Do you know what I mean? If you just yes, this is one of my favorites. You see what I see. Do you see what I see? Here it comes.
Oh, God damn it.
Right?
So good.
Ugh. This was like what? A bonus track. It wasn't even like on the original album.
Oh, this is so good.
I'm telling you.
She's like one of the people that would have been on your podcast of people that aren't respected.
Exactly. Exactly. For sure.
It's really good. I like it.
Right? So, everybody. Everybody needs to love Carly Rae Jepsen. Don't sue us, Carly Rae Jepsen. All right. So I'll be done playing music for now.
Okay. Well, we're at 25 minutes. We did.
Oh, my God. Oh, I think that might be me. This is why we. Oh. All right.
We're good now.
That's because I'm holding it in a certain position.
The wire too.
Yes.
Hey.
It's between my butt cheeks. No, like I know that was a lot of music, but
it's okay. We need some change every now and then.
You know,
right?
We're just talking about like we're taste makers.
Right. So one thing we can talk about now is like the Pride 48 stuff.
Yes.
We're gonna be doing the show and we're gonna need content for a whole hour. So you bitches be sending us some questions. We're going to try to have it so you can call in, send us some emails. We need content because for a whole hour, we could try it.
Yes.
And on Pride 48, we can't play any licensed music.
Right.
So we
totally
can't do any of that.
Well, I'll bring some stuff. I was thinking, okay, so comic books. There's a writer and an artist that I enjoy, a queer artist, Sina Grace, who is writing the new Iceman solo book, Iceman from the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
Iceman, there was this whole thing where the five original X-Men came from the 60s and like time traveled to here. So now there are like two Icemen. There's a young one and an old one. There are two Cyclopses, but the old one's dead. Spoiler alert. Sorry. He's been dead for a while. So like, if you don't know that Cyclops is dead, but like now there's like baby Cyclops, there's baby Jean Grey, there's baby Beast. Mm-hmm. They're all like teenagers. And the teenage Iceman, came out of the closet.
Oh.
And yeah, it was kind of like, and so everybody was like, oh, well like adult Iceman, do you have something to tell us?
Right.
So Iceman is gay. So Sina Grace is outrighter. Is writing the new Iceman book.
Mm-hmm.
But one of my... So Sina Grace also works on... I know he did the variant cover for the Pride issue of The Walking Dead.
Mm-hmm.
So he works on The Walking Dead. Which, speaking of, if this episode ever comes out in June, Image Comics is doing a lot of Pride-themed covers. And they're donating...
Wait,
I think
so
to the human rights campaign.
Is this The Walking Dead, the show?
The comic book. It's based on a comic book.
Right. So not the show.
Not the show. The comic book, The Walking Dead. So, and The Walking Dead is one of the Pride covers that can get. I believe it's somebody getting impaled with a Pride flag, actually, on the cover. And Sina
Hopefully
Grace
it's
did that one.
They're orange and president.
Right. So I have, Sina Grace did, it's like a zine or like a little comic book.
Uh-huh.
And actually our mutual cleaning lady always hides it if I leave it out.
Oh.
Because it's called The Nine Weirdest Dicks I've Sucked.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And they're like, he draws them and then tells a little story about them.
So we should read them.
So we should look at that, maybe talk about it. And then we can talk, I don't know, maybe about some of the weirdest dicks we've ever seen.
Oh, I've talked about mine several times on here. The weirdest one.
The weirdest one you've ever seen.
I can retell it for new people. So,
okay. I mean, do you have a ranking? I feel bad like saying it, but sometimes I don't remember all of the dicks that I've put in my mouth.
I think everyone in this room could agree to that.
George? No response. but yeah. So that would be something fun to talk about, maybe.
Maybe send us some uncomfortable questions that we can answer.
Yes. Some weird shit.
Although, you don't really get uncomfortable telling any story, so...
I don't. You get a little, but not as much as maybe the average man would.
Right. I kind of restrict it, especially since I'm looking for a job.
Oh, that's true. Don't put the shit on your resume.
Right. Mm-hmm. What are you expert at? Dick.
what do you mean dick? Dick? All kinds of dick.
All kinds of dick. Look under my resume under dick. What do you see? Dick.
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 Dicked. Dicking, dickest.
Dick in my mouth, dick in my bussy. Right.
Not bussy. Not mussy. Not thrissy. None of those. Thrissy. Thrissy is thrissy. So disgusting.
It's hard to say, like, swirlk.
Is swirlk. Kind of that, yeah, that's hard.
Swirlk up on that dick. Swerve and twerk it and swirl it.
And work it.
And work it.
That's...
But it's swirlk. A good song, swirlk.
Yeah.
Work it into your vocabulary. I had to practice saying it for a while.
Girl, you better swirlk.
Swirlk.
That's what a swirlk sounds like.
That is exactly what a swirlk. My butt just swirled right now. You're hearing it live.
Oh, we had breakfast before we came here.
We did.
That was good.
It was good breakfast. Mm-hmm. It made me almost want to take a nap. Side note. Because my phone is vibrating and I'm assuming it's probably more porn.
Mm-hmm.
didn't I, like, I wasn't thinking and I just opened a message from him on the train and it was just like dicks.
Right. Yeah.
Just like somebody's butthole.
Just
getting slammed. I mean,
and it's pretty obvious because we're like on a group message, right?
Yes.
So anytime we see something, I pretty much know who it's for. So, like, this one, that's pretty much for me.
Yes, and I can't, and it's all, like...
This one is pretty much for me.
Oh, my God. It's raining semen in that video. It's like a fire hose.
Right. And then
how huge is too huge .tumblr.com is one of the ones he just sent us.
I mean, and I'm not for sure who this one's probably for both of us. I mean,
how huge is too huge? I would. Yeah.
Not so much for me.
Mm. That looked like he dyed his pubes ginger on the one above that.
This one. Yes.
That's a yes.
Oh, what about this guy?
It's a little... I don't know.
His body proportion is different.
Yeah, it looks like maybe that's photoshopped a little bit because he looks a little bit like
Tom of Finland, but
bigger. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It or looks... like those Asian the Asian cartoons with the big beefy Latino guys.
Oh my God, I have a Gengoro Tagami book who
is
the artist.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Who does a lot of this stuff like that. So I can. I also have a Tom of Finland book. We can just review.
Oh, when you come over, bring the other book with the comics, the Pride comics.
Oh, Love is Love?
Yeah, I want to read that.
I'll bring that. Let me show you. I'll show you some Kengoro Tagami. Like, this is Tagami. Like, that stuff.
Yeah. And then there's, like, bigger guys, too. Like, sumo wrestlers. But not, like, that big. But, like, just big. Yeah.
Like yeah, that like that. Stuff. Yeah. Wait, here's one. It's a Christmas card.
Oh. That's a little open for me.
That is, I suppose what you would call that is gaping.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about cavernousassholes.com?
No. Tell us, please.
No, it was a website. So one of my, was it? It was either my friend Joe in my undergrad or my roommate. But I want to say it was Joe's. It was either somebody's roommate had their computer open and we were being assholes and we went on their computer and found out that their like favorite porn website was cavernousassholes.com. And this is like legit. Like, I don't know if it still exists. We can look
it up. Let's
look
up.
But it was like the words cavernous assholes were in like the Indiana Jones font. And like the whole thing was like these guys were like spelunking for cavernous assholes and it was like girls holding their buttholes open. But my favorite thing was that they were all wearing like, you know, like safari outfits and like going through the jungle looking for cavernous assholes.
I don't see it. Am I spelling cavernous right? C A V E R N E S S.
No.
Cavern.
I'll just look it up. I'll look it up.
How do you spell it?
C A V E R N O U S.
Oh.
Oh, it's coming. Oh,
Urban Dictionary.
Sorry, cavernousassholes.com does not exist or is not available. Urban Dictionary says it's an overly dilated anus.
A protein lily.
What? Holy crap, protein lily has a cavernous asshole. I'm sorry whoever protein lily is. I'm not trying to talk shit on you. But it used to be a real website, and like I said, it was like Indiana Jones themed or like kind of like Tomb Raider-ish. I guess that's funny. Were raiding some tombs. The tomb of your asshole.
I just can't think. Like, all I can think about is those dudes that like stretch their assholes out like with their fingers.
Well, how do you feel about rosebuds?
No. I think they're unhealthy than anything.
Well, okay, so I'm sure that there are some people. Straight girl alert.
Straight girl alert.
If you are listening and you don't want to know what a rosebud is, come back in like, I don't know, 15 seconds. Right. Because a rosebud is basically a prolapsed anus. And it's like the inside of your butthole is hanging out of the outside of your butthole. And it looks like raw meat. A rosebud. Yes.
Yeah.
It looks like a little donut of raw meat being pushed out of your butthole.
Oh my God.
And people are into this.
Yeah.
People love that shit. People are like, show me your rosebud.
Yeah. I kind of think that's... That's like something waiting to happen.
I read an article, I think on Vice.com, which Vice.com is fucking trash, but every once in a while they have like an article that is trash, but I will read it anyway. Right. But it was like girls who were into like fisting and getting rosebuds and stuff. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even
And the
know
one
that
girl was talking
like...
about how it tastes. I believe she said earthy.
My God. I'm... seriously about to vomit. That is so nasty.
This has been a journey on this show from Carly Rae Jepsen to rosebuds. I'm like, sorry, y'all.
And there's no even like connection to that.
There's
like,
not.
We but can't even come for full circle.
Also part of the magic.
Right.
Of Foul Monkeys. You get it all in one place.
Where we make you love us and by the end you hate us. Or you love us even more.
Where else are you going to... It's a one-stop shop, y'all.
Of everything.
Everything.
Just...
Carly Rae Jepsen, New Jack Rose Swing, Buds, Rosebuds, Big Old Dicks.
Swirlk.
Swirlk.
Yeah, I think we're going to
end
it.
I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
So, this is Ricky.
This is Adam.
Have a great week.
Bye.
I'll see you at Pride 48.
Yes!
Thank you for getting foul with Foul Monkeys, and we hope you enjoyed the show.
You can send feedback, dick pics, or marriage proposals to foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can also leave us sexy messages or some really heavy breathing at 863-666-0377.
Ask us questions and interact with us on Twitter and Instagram with the handle @foulmonkeys.
You can also join us over at the Facebook page where things can get really, really dirty.
Thank you for listening, and we will talk to you soon. Next.
Bye.
Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.